We're at the final stop of our tour. We're standing on the corner of Sturt Street and South Bank Boulevard, and we're looking back at the city past the NGV. At the moment, this place across the road is a construction site, and you can see that how Roy Grounds imagined the arts precinct in the late 1950s is really quite far removed of the arts precinct of today, and even of what the arts precinct might become in the future. Our changing understanding of the arts, culture and community has moved and shifted, and the precinct is also changing to reflect this shift. The Melbourne Arts Precinct Transformation Project is Australia's largest ever cultural infrastructure project. It encompasses the Fox NGV Contemporary, a major refurbishment of Arts Centre Melbourne's theatres building, and a creation of Lark Bundup, a new 18,000 square metre urban garden. It's a really incredible city-changing project. And we're back with Katrina Sedgwick, Director and CEO of MAPCO, the organisation overseeing the delivery of this project. Katrina, talk us through what we'll be seeing here in a few years' time.
In a few years' time, well, right now we're looking at the site of what used to be the Carlton United Brewery building. That has been dismantled, and on that site will emerge the Fox, NGV Contemporary. And this is an extraordinary new gallery of art and design, which builds on many, many decades of success for the NGV, but most particularly over the last 10 years, where they have more than doubled their attendances, particularly around contemporary art and design. So it is going to create over 13,000 square metres of new exhibition space to be able to fill what seems to be an enormous demand by audiences to engage with this kind of practice. It's a stunning building that's been designed by Angelo Candelapis and Associates, and it will have a range of beautiful kind of assets that the public will be able to engage in, including a rooftop garden and restaurant with spectacular views across the precinct and across the city that really most people can't engage with unless you're living in a building and you're part of a corporation. But now this will be a free space that everybody can enjoy and an extraordinary view. Looking across from that building into the theatres building, which has, of course, the iconic spire on top, is the Arts Centre's theatres building. And there's a whole lot of work being done in that extraordinary space, which Roy Ground designed many decades ago, almost as an iceberg. You've got the little point on top, and most of the action is happening underneath. And so there's a huge amount of digging being done to expand the backstage areas of what is the busiest performing arts building in the country. There's also a lot of improvements happening to the auditorium, making it much, much more accessible. So people with mobility issues will now be able to be in the centre of the auditorium to watch the extraordinary theatre, dance and opera that happens in that space. What's also very exciting is, and it goes back to Roy Ground's initial vision, if you look at some of the original drawings, he really saw that there was a sort of continuum from Prince's Bridge diagonally through past the theatres building and Hamer Hall, down Sturt Street to where the rest of the arts precinct has emerged. But that's been kind of blocked over time. What's going to happen here now is that this project has claimed Sturt Street between City Road and South Bank Boulevard, and that is going to be turned into back of house activity and loading docks for the arts orgs. And over the top is built a deck where there will be 18,000 square metres of garden. Beautiful, biodiverse, highly designed, a work of art in itself. But that garden, Lark Bundup, named by Auntie Gail Smith, Wurundjeri Elder, which means heaven's beauty. But that garden will also be filled with a huge amount of contemporary art from the NGV's contemporary collection, along with works by Art Centre's collection of artists, and of course, temporary activations. So this is a kind of extraordinary intervention, as you say, into the fabric of the city. And I think it completes the vision of Roy Grounds decades later by providing a true connection from the city through to the heart of South Bank, which is now one of the fastest growing suburbs in the nation.
Yeah, I mean, it's another way, I think, to stitch together the arts precinct, draw it from the city and then back to the city. As a pedestrian, you'll be able to come through the garden, or you'll be able to experience the water wall and the moat if you come down St Kilda Road. So it's really fantastic. I think what's really interesting here as well is MAPCO's role I mean, while you're essentially working to deliver that garden, you're also stewards of the arts precinct more as a whole. Could you talk a little bit about that role and this kind of, if we think about the arts precinct, we often think about it, I suppose, as a series of iconic arts organisations and buildings and places, but really it's starting to feel much more like a community, and I'm interested in MAPCO's role in that.
Yeah, it's very interesting that sort of government, with this opportunity now of the Melbourne Arts Precinct transformation, created an organisation that in a way is there to help stitch together what is 70 years worth of investment into the arts precinct. Because, you know, when NGVI opened all those years ago, that's what prompted the VCA to move here, which has expanded into the South Bank campus of Melbourne University. It inspired all these other orgs. There's over 30 of them now within a half kilometre radius that actually forms the arts precinct. And we include the gardens with the Biomusic Bowl, the Botanical Gardens and the Shrine, and then of course Fed Square. Within that half kilometre radius, we have 32 organisations presenting over 4,000 performances and exhibitions a year to over 18 million people. They're huge statistics, and collectively they form a foundational part of the identity of Melbourne and also connect to the broader fabric of Melbourne. What's amazing about this city is the adjacency of this rich corridor of arts activity to the CBD, to the sports and entertainment precinct, to the Birrarung, to Docklands, and it's that tying together, that stitching together of fabric of the city that's so important. MAPCO's role is to kind of leverage and amplify all of that in collaboration with all those different orgs, with the state government, with the City of Melbourne, and together find ways to make it more discoverable, more connected, and efficient is the wrong word, but together, I suppose, bring together the sum of the parts to create a greater whole, which again becomes even more part of the identity of this city.
And I think it's really giving back to the community as well. Like, when these buildings are closed, the public spaces that are stitching the precinct together are of incredible benefit, I think, to the broader community. You can use them at all times of day. It's wonderful to have walked down here multiple times now, thinking about this tour and just seeing all kinds of people out and about, from students to people enjoying the NGV and the recital centre and all of the wonderful things that can happen in this beautiful public realm.
Yeah, it's about workers, it's about residents, it's about students, it's about commuters, and it's about visitors. And all of those things together are what a precinct is about, and you're quite right. There's the buildings and the spaces between, and together they form the ecology.
Absolutely. Well, this tour has taken us through the incredible architecture of the Arts Precinct, so many iconic buildings and iconic Melbourne organisations. I think it's a real testament to the precinct that all these iconic places hold their own, even though there's so many of them here. And I think this is really down to the spaces in between, the public realm. So we can see in this precinct the difference that design thinking and place is making over time, and the spaces in between are not incidental or simply the open space that makes each building more present, but rather critical in stitching together the arts precinct as a whole and amplifying its experience and its value to the public and the broader community. Thanks for chatting with us today, Katrina.
Thank you.